Blog Talk Radio.
He loses, he goes up, down, he goes sideways, it's always the same. Whatever. They say, how'd you do in the stock market today? He'd probably say, I made $400 million. And like, no joy.
Right.
What else happened today? Your jet has to be, my jet has to be serviced. The good, the bad, it's always the same. He's unhappy.
And this other thing that I've heard you say, and it makes for great comedy, is that he's always searching for this word.
He's always searching for the stronger, better word and never finding it. So what we do him, he's always sitting there going, there's a paw, like a little psychological tick. Right there, he says, my son in law Jared, he's just really the most fantastic person. Fantastic.
I love the best one person. I love him.
If you just keep watching him,
yeah. Black noise sound coming at you. Take two.
I'm
Thank you. All right, folks, this is Black Noise Sound. I'm your host, DJ Monk, a.k.a. Marty Smith. I decided a couple of days ago to try to do something a little different. And, you know, it was weird because Bob Porlocha popped in my mind. Bob is a very, very informational, nostalgic, and famous disc jockey of jazz. He used to do concerts in and out the bay. He opened up the concerts, this, that, and the other. I never physically recalled Bob. For lack of a better term, I thought that he was an Italian white guy. But Bob is is featured in the African American Wikipedia section, as well as once I saw his picture. Now here's the weird thing: I might have met him, and when I read his bio, I was like, "Oh yeah, I may have met him." He was an announcer for most of the Berklee Jazz Festivals, and I didn't get there to the Berklee Jazz Festivals until it would be 85-ish, 86, 87. And I worked some of them, and I was in and around the stage, so I do recall his voice. But I never focused on him as a individual or a person. It is good to know that he was born, I believe, in 38. He died in 2015. He was on my mind because the last time I went to Las Vegas, I just zoned out and had a great time relaxing. And he has his own dinner jazz hours, this, that, and the other. And so I used him. Tune in radio to just zone out. And the thing about Bob Porlocha, he will break down records. He will get into the discography of the record, the liner notes, this, that, and the other. He's old enough to know something about jam sessions and this, that, and the other. But he's a drummer. And he would often talk on the air about, man, you know, it's not just enough to talk about the music. You need to experience it. And so he'd start playing. And I do that. And I've uploaded stuff on these social media sites, but and I'm nowhere near the level of a Bob Porlocha, but he popped in my mind. I didn't know he had passed. And now, today, it's like I really didn't even – it wasn't an issue for me because I was going to honor him anyway. And he's a brother of color. Born and reared in Vallejo, California, Bob learned about jazz from his mother's Count Basie and Duke Ellington records. He grew up listening to former K-Jazz owner Pat Henry broadcasting at the same time on KROW and to Jerry Dean, who used to do a weekly K-Jazz show from Vallejo. In high school, Bob played tenor sax and soprano saxophones and flute and sang in road bands, a sensitive programmer, articulate spokesman for jazz, and astute analyst of the music scene. Bob's master of ceremony style has enhanced many jazz concerts and fundraisers. His credits include Gil Evans Orchestra's concerts at the Pacific Coast Collegiate Jazz Festival, the UC Berklee Jazz Festival. Again, I worked those in the early 80s, mid-80s. Oakland Arts Explosion, Jazz at the Palace, Bay Area Jazz Awards, the San Francisco International K-Jazz Festival, and K-Jazz on the SS Norway Cruises. A highly creative producer, he has developed and he developed a style in which many interesting specialties show, and it shows within his shows. His catalog includes the Black Master Series Latin Jazz on the Scene, spotlighting Bay Area musicians in live performance, and What's New, reviewing album releases with a Bay Area panel of experts. Bob generously used to donate his time to jazz causes, especially those aiding Bay Area musicians. He also used to delight in identifying and developing younger talent. Okay. Now, I thought he played drums. I think he had a jazz set in the studio, a drum set. Because Bob actually did not do anything other than enjoy music. I mean, just when you listen to how he brought it down, then okay, we're going to bring this style of music. It's not the disc jockey you need to try to emulate. I'm not trying to get all that. I'm me. But I do appreciate this guy, because, you know, one of the things that people don't understand, you need to have a tolerance for jazz. Jazz is not the easiest form of music to get into and follow. Predominantly, jazz has no words. And that can create an issue for the average top 40 listener. But, you know, the beauty is we had him looking at his information here. I probably did intersect with him at some point. We listened to Herbie Hancock, Chameleon. Then we listened to Herbie Hancock, Chameleon Part 2. You got it both. And I tried to, you know, they're on two separate tracks. I tried to make them as best as I could. The thing is, that drum intro and outro and all of that good stuff, and that bass coming in on the first track, and then how we slip into that second track, and that second track where that bass takes you into that other realm, you know, that's where you want to be. Okay, folks, we don't have any more time. I got a track I want to play.
Thank you for that egg. Thank you.